Good Freedom Friday. It is time for the one-on-one with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. Come on in the room. Bring your blessed self on in the room on this first day of November, which happens to fall on a Friday. Come on in the room. Come on in the room. As you're coming in the room, let me know what city, state, and a country you're joining me from on this Freedom Friday on the one-on-one with Dr. B. The other day, I'm going to conclude and maybe part two here on when I talked the other day about anxiousness out of Galatians 6:9, that anxiousness produces nothing positive. Anxiousness produces nothing good. And that's a very true statement. Very true statement. Worrying, stressing, and being anxious and fearful, it produces no good fruit whatsoever. And in Galatians 6:9, the scripture says, do not be anxious. The scripture says, do not get weary, I should say, in well-doing, that in due season, if you faint not, you will reap your harvest. And Philippians 6:4-6, I taught on being anxious. Anxiousness produces no good fruit. I'm going to tie those two together today. And being a believer, being a follower of Christ, does not mean that you will not be challenged. It does not mean that you will not feel pain. It does not mean you will not be heartbroken. It does not mean you don't have life challenges and life hurts and pain, and that you will not battle depression, or you go through life and it's just scot-free and you are without any kind of oppression, you are without any challenges. That's not what it means when you are a follower of Christ. What it means that as a follower of Christ, when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you are accepting salvation. You are accepting that you have a home in eternity life after this life. Hello, my sister Barbara. Blessings to you. There's a life after this life that you would have eternity in a place of worship, in a place of wholeness, in a place of unity. That's what that means. It does not mean that because you accept Jesus Christ that your life is a cakewalk. It means nothing of a sort. And what I want to say to us today as believers on this first Friday in November, day one of November, the Bible says, think it not strange when all type of fiery darts come at you for my name's sake. See, as Christians, as believers, as followers of Christ, I remember as a child growing up, a young lad growing up, when you would hear the preacher preach from the pulpit, or the mothers in the church say things to you, or they would get up and they would stand and they would say, God is the only way. To give your life to God, there's nothing out there that's good for you, but God is the only way, and everything is going to be all right, that when you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, when you become a believer, when you become a follower of Christ, everything is going to be all right. Hello, beautiful woman of God. But that's not a true statement. That's not a true statement whatsoever. Because in this thing called life, as a follower, believer, lover, being obedient to God and all those things, you are going to have trials and tribulations. Attacks are going to come against you. What our forefathers or our parents and the preachers and stuff used to make us believe that everything will be okay. No, everything is not okay. Matter of fact, that when you accept God, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's really like you got a target on your back. It's like you got a target on your back. Things are not just okay. Life comes with challenges. Life comes with pain. Life comes with heartbreaks. Life comes with disappointment. It doesn't mean because you say yes to God. It doesn't mean because you are a preacher. It doesn't mean because you are a believer that your life was not without pain or challenges or disappointments or heartbreaks or just don't know what to do, or your back hard pressed against the wall. It doesn't mean any of that. Matter of fact, you go through a lot more as a follower and a believer of Christ because you're trying to yield to Him. You're trying to be obedient. You're trying to follow the precepts. You're trying to follow the teaching. You're trying to do good to people. You're trying to be forgiving. You're trying to do the things God has commissioned you to do. And the Bible yet tells us in Galatians 6:9 to say, do not get weary in well-doing. It's not that easy not to get weary. It doesn't mean because I come on this platform and I'm obedient to God Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays and being obedient to carry out what God has commissioned for me to do or the call that's on my life, that my life is a cakewalk, because it's not a cakewalk. But because of the call on my life and because of my love for God and my obedience to God, that's what causes me to be obedient. Not because everything in my life is so wonderful or everything is so good in my life. No, I have problems just like you do. I have pains just like you do. I have breakups just like you do. I have disappointments and hurt just like you do. But I stand on God's word when I'm weary. I stand on God's word when my eyes are full of tears. I stand on God's word when he tells me in 1 John 4:4, greater is the spirit of God that's on the inside of me than the pain that I'm currently experiencing. That he's going to carry me through it. Not that I don't hurt, because I'm human. Yes, I hurt. Yes, I love just like anyone else. Yes, I get heartbroken just like anybody else. But I also know that I have to move forward even when I don't want to move forward. I have to be obedient even when I don't want to be obedient. I get on this platform even when I don't want to get on this platform, because I have to realize it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about the purpose, the assignment that is on my life that God created me to do before the foundation of the earth. So when Paul says to the church of Galatians, do not get weary in well-doing, that in due season, if you don't give up, if you don't stop, if you don't throw in the towel, if you don't just quit, if you don't just say, oh, the heck with it, he said in due season. See, in that due season, in that time until God decides, until God says, your harvest is going to be released. That means there's some lessons you got to learn. That means there's some trials that you're going to go through. There's some pain you're going to experience. But he still says, do not get weary when you're doing good. Don't you give up. Still be faithful. Still be obedient to me. Because in your faithfulness, in your obedience, your harvest is going to come. But it's at my appointed time. So in this thing called life, we are going to be challenged as believers and followers. We are going to hurt. We are going to go through things. But I just want to stop by and say to us is this. Just because you are going through it and your heart might be heavy or whatever you might be experiencing in life, your life don't belong to you. Uh-oh, your life don't belong to you. It doesn't belong to you. There was a ransom paid for you. Yeah, I want you to imagine with me, if you will. Everybody is being challenged. Everybody is going through it. Everybody is being hard pressed. But think about it. If nobody was obedient to their purpose, that God has purpose for their life, what kind of world will we have? Where do the people go to hear about God? Where do people go to get encouragement? Where do people go to get prayer? Where do people go to get hope? See, it's not that as a minister or as a woman of God that I'm not challenged. It doesn't mean that as a woman of God, that everything in my life is all lined up, all the I's dotted, T's crossed, and everything is perfect. It's furthest from that. But because I understand the assignment that is on my life, I can't feel sorry for myself. I can't quit, even when I want to quit. I can't stop just because I'm going through something, or I'm hurting, or I got some issues or some challenge, or my heart is broken. You have to keep going even when you don't want to. So I understand and I can truly relate to this passage of scripture. Because one thing I do know is this, that as a minister, when God gives me a word to minister, he starts with me. Any pastor that's willing to be transparent and being honest, We can sit there and say the word is for the people out there. Oh, we want to. Hey, Michelle, how are you? But the word starts with the one who's delivering the word. But God uses that word that he ministered to that person, through that person, into the hearts of his people. So on today, the first day of November, know this. When you accepted God, Christ, as your Lord and Savior, yeah, all hell done broke through. Yeah, even in this first day of November, you're going through some stuff. You're being hard pressed on every side. You're wondering what the heck is going on. Why there's so many challenges? Why there's so much hard pressing against me? Why am I keep going through what I'm going through? Why is there such a struggle in my life? Why is there so much pain, God? We ask God these questions. Why, God, why? When I'm struggling and when I'm striving to be obedient to you, but yet, God, there is so much pain. You know why? God built you. God created you in his image and after his likeness. God knows what you could handle even when you don't know what you can handle. What you are going through, what you are passing through, it's not because God don't love you. It's not because God has forgotten about you. Sometimes we feel that way, but that's the furthest thing from the truth. God does a work on the inside of his children. What the enemy means for evil against you and I, God means it for good. There's not one saint in the Bible that didn't suffer, that didn't struggle, that didn't go through it, that wasn't hard pressed, that wasn't betrayed, that wasn't heartbroken, that wasn't, they went through it, but they were obedient to God. So I love that passage of scripture in Hebrews 12 when the Bible says this: we are surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. We're surrounded, which means when you're passing through pain, when you're passing through struggles, guess what? You're not by yourself. You're surrounded with the saints that they're cheering you on. They're encouraging you. They're applauding you. They're praying for you, telling you, keep going, keep going, keep going. You can make it even when you don't think you can make it. You can survive this even when you feel that you can't survive it. What the Bible tells us, don't get weary in the well-doing. Don't throw in the towel. Don't allow fear to grip you. Don't allow worrying. Don't allow stress to cause you to stop. Don't allow what you are passing through, even though you are hurting, even though you don't understand, even though you're confused. You can't quit. Because the price that was paid for you and I is greater than our feelings, is greater than our emotions, is greater than what we know. So you have to keep going, even when you don't want to keep going. The Bible tells us this, and let me get this particular passage of scripture. In this particular passage of scripture, I think it's in Hebrews, that the Bible says, Hebrews 6 and 10, nothing you do goes unnoticed. Nothing you do goes unnoticed. The scripture says in Hebrews 6 and 10, God is not unjust. He will not forget your work and the love you have shown him as you have helped his people and as you continue to help them. So as you continue to help and be obedient to what God gives you to do, God hasn't forgotten about you. People will walk away from you, but God will never walk away from you. Keep pressing, keep believing, keep showing up. Don't allow fear to grip you. Don't allow worrying to cause you to lose focus. It's easier said than done. Doing what is right and doing what is good comes with a lot of hard work, comes with a lot of sacrifices. It comes with a lot of commitment. It comes with a lot of dedication. It's painful, but you have to do it anyway. You can't worry and get caught up in what other people are doing, because we all have to stand before God and give account of our work. We can't stand before Him and say, well, I did it because of such and such and such. God is going to hold us accountable. So on this first Friday in the month of November, I stopped by to continue on the anxiousness and also on the weariness. Anxiousness causes us not to trust God. Anxiousness causes us to worry. Anxiousness causes us to stop. Anxiousness causes us to throw in the towel. See, anxiousness is assuming stuff. Anxiousness has no bearings or truth. It's what appears real. It's what appears it is what it is. That's why we cannot just rely on our emotions and our feelings. You're absolutely right. You throw it in the towel, God would throw it right back at us. Because He know what He called us to do. He know what He's appointed our life to do. Because He's invested too much in us. He's invested too much in you. So even when you do want to give up, and even when you don't want to be obedient, what's on the inside of you will cause you to show up when you don't want to show up. It'll cause you to show up when nobody else will show up but you. It'll cause you to show up when somebody walk away from you. Greater is He that is on the inside of us. Not because everything is good in your life. Not because you don't have your issues and your pain and your own brokenness. You show up because of what's inside of you. Because the Spirit compels you. The Spirit compels you to be obedient to Him. The Spirit compels you. But not only does the Spirit compel you, the Spirit will stand up in you when you can't even stand for yourself. He'll stand up in you. Greater is He that is in us than he that is in the world. So on this first Friday in November, I'm going to ask you to pray for me. My heart is heavy today. But I show up because I got to show up. But it doesn't mean everything is great. Doesn't mean everything is wonderful. Doesn't mean everything is peachy in my life. I'm a human just like everybody else. But I love God. And the Spirit that's in me, it compels me to do what is right, even when I don't want to. So on this first Friday in November, I stop by to encourage us. Don't get weary in well-doing, that in due season. Yeah, you got to pass through some stuff, but in due season, if you don't give up, you'll reap your harvest. And then when we run on over there to Philippians 4:6, and the scripture says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer, supplication, and with thanksgiving, make your request known unto the Lord. Anxiousness will not produce anything, but anxiousness is real. Anxiousness causes you not to trust. Anxiousness causes you to become discombobulated because we won't yield and trust God in the process, because things don't look the way we want them to look, or things don't feel the way we want them to feel, or we feel as it's taking too long. But when we become anxious, we take our eyes off God. So in this 11th month of the year, keep your eyes on God. Keep showing up even if you got the limp. Keep showing up even if you got a qual. Keep showing up even if you got a broken heart. Keep showing up, because life is just that. Life will throw you lemons. Life will deal you a hand that you weren't prepared for. Life will give you full of sour grapes, but nevertheless, the God that's on the inside of you will walk with you through hell and high waters. He's paid too much of a price for you. He paid a high ransom through his son Jesus. So guess what? You'll make it. Keep going. Keep showing up. Tears in your eyes. Keep showing up. Your faith, your hope in Christ will carry you through it. Will get you to the next level day by day, second by second, minute by minute. It's not over. As long as he sits high, you'll make it. So thank you so much for joining me today on the 101 with Dr. B. I am Dr. B. Having an amazing, God bless, first day of November, the 11th month of the year. I pray that this month would be a month of release, a month of harvest, a month of breakthrough, a month of turnaround. That you keep going, you keep pressing, you keep trusting, one day at a time. Until next time, have an amazing, God bless weekend. I talk to you later. Remember, protect your ear gates, protect your eye gates, protect your mouth gates. Those gates are very important. Can't allow anything to filter into your ears. Can't allow your eyes to look upon anything. And you surely just cannot allow anything to come out of your mouth. The Bible says, death and life is in the power of the tongue. Have an amazing Friday. See you next time. Thanks for joining me. Bye-bye.